Now watch this.
So once we learn how to do it, it become a lifestyle. This is the way I live. There's something you learn in the natural. Let me give you one example. Those of you that can drive, you learn how to drive a car. There's a certain thing you do every time you get in that car, right? Amen. Every time you get in, you don't get in there and get in the car and say, well, my steering wheel's on the left side, I'm going to get in on the right side today. You don't do that. Why? Because there's a principle, that's the way it's designed here in America. Now, I know some other country, they have it on the right side. But we have it where? On the left side. I know this is simple, but once you learn these things, this is the way faith works. Once you learn how, and as you do it every day. Amen. Every day, all day, because faith works. And you get in, there's certain things you do as with that automobile. If you don't have the thing where you push the button to start it in your house, well, don't too many people have that. Some people have, but most of them have what? A key. You don't sit there and say, well, car, would you start up? No, you don't do that. You know what to do. You put the key in the ignition. You don't go there and try to put it in the glove compartment. No. I mean, you laughing, but you'd be surprised how many people tried to work the word and got it all in the wrong place. And once you learn this, it becomes a way of life that is joyful, powerful, winning, overcoming, sorting, living in victory. When challenge comes, you don't faint, you don't give up, you don't do all those things. You stand firm on the truth that you know and just keep doing it. You ever notice when it's a frosty morning? Anybody ever went to an automobile in a frosty morning? You notice that key still worked. You ever went out there and it was 105 degrees? I mean, it was hot in that automobile. You know that key still worked. You did the same thing whether it was hot or cold. And see, what Satan tried to do is bring circumstance and make us do something different. Are y'all hearing me? But when you learn that the word works, I don't care what the circumstance or what the condition around it, the word will work if you're working. That's why you want to learn it and learn it, find out what it is, who has it, how to get it, what to do with it. Once you do, I don't care. Now notice this. Now listen to this. I know I have, and I want y'all to hear me. And I know I have some people here speak Spanish. And I hope that I'm believing you can understand what I'm saying. You ever notice this? I speak English. And some of it's broken, but but I speak it. But I can't speak Spanish, I can't speak Portuguese, and none of those other languages. German, Greek, is all Greek. Amen. But notice what every one of us came up with, how. Every one of us came up tonight in some kind of automobile. And every one of us, anybody don't have a key to the automobile, you hold your hand up. You don't have a key to your automobile, let me see your hand. You ain't got no key to your automobile. If you ain't got no automobile, you're not supposed to have a key. So if you don't have a key to your automobile and you came in without a key, you came in automobile without a key. No, you didn't. You got a key. You do have a key. If you came in automobile, somebody had a key. Well, then you ain't got no automobile. So you don't have a key. So anyway, now listen to what I'm saying. Notice I can give each one of you, I can go one by one. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because this is important. I can give Every one of you, one by one, I said, take my key and go start my car. It'll work. And you walk up and say, well, I speak Spanish. I can't do it. It'll work for a Spanish person. Well, I speak English. It'll work. Well, I speak Portuguese. My skin is a little bit dark. It still works. Well, I didn't go to Yale. It still works. I just got to the fifth grade at Houston High School. It still works. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Just because you didn't graduate from some university doesn't stop you from learning. And once you learn this truth about the Word of God, what I want you to understand, I don't care if you're 10 years old or 20 years old like me the fourth time. It still works. It will still work. What I have to do, what you have to do, is work it. Learn how to work it and work it. So listen to this list. Listen to this. These are some things we want to talk about, because I have found out most believers don't even use their faith. You ask, what are you believing for? Well, I hope something happens. Well, it won't. It won't. But if you learn every day, I believe God, every day. This is the way we're supposed to live. Excuse me. Now notice what I said. Notice here. I'm gonna go through a list here. What is faith? What is it? You got to find out. What is it? Well, Hebrews 11:1 tells us what it is. So now faith is. Tell you when it is and what it is. Now faith is. When is faith? Now. What is faith? Substance. What is faith? Evidence. It's now. It's substance. It's evidence. That's what it is. It's what God gave you to operate your life in the unseen world by receiving what has been provided for you. And I need that in my physical body, and my daily walk, in my country where I need peace, where I need joy, where I need strength. Faith is what I reach in. It's what retrieves that, receive that, take hold to that and bring it to me. So it tells us now what it is. It is now, which tell me when, if it's now, when do I use it? If it's not yesterday, I can't use it yesterday, because it's not yesterday. If it's not tomorrow, I can't use it tomorrow, because it's not tomorrow. It's now.